What did you do after you left Wordsley?
It was my intention to become a cardiologist, but I'd absolutely no experience of general practice at all. However, there was quite close liaison between the local general practitioners and Wordsley Hospital. I'd met them at a number of clinical meetings, and I'd got to know the practice that I'm in now. And unfortunately, one of the GPs left from the practice as I was nearing the end of my senior house officer post at Wordsley, and I was offered the job as a locum. And I thought this was an ideal opportunity to taste general practice, because I'd no training and no idea about it. And I came to Lower Gornal for 6 months. Shortly before I joined, the senior partner died suddenly, so that they were very short of GPs. So my locum period was extended from 6 months to 12 months, by which time I decided that general practice was the place for me.
And can you describe Lower Gornal and the kinds of lives that your patients led?
Lower Gornal is on the edge of the Black Country conurbation. And this is a conurbation which extends from Wolverhampton in the north to Solihull in the south, a distance of about 20 miles, completely built up. Lower Gornal is built on the side of ridges, which really define the western boundary of the Black Country. The kind of people that lived in Lower Gornal were of three distinct types, because prior to my joining the practice, it had been a coal mining area too. So we had a community of patients who were descended from Scottish and Yorkshire coal miners who were imported during the Victorian era to exploit the coal that was found below the Himley Estate, which is just about a mile away from the practice. We had another community of heavy manual workers who were supporting the steel industry in the Black Country, and a third community which fed them through their trading relationships with the farmers in Shropshire and South Staffordshire. So three distinct communities, and there was competition between these communities for the local facilities. But of course, we had a range of disease entities which were common to Gornal. The diseases associated with mining, such as chronic bronchitis and pneumoconiosis. The diseases that were associated with the steel industry, again chronic bronchitis, mainly respiratory diseases and coronary heart disease. And because the village of Gornal was quite an enclave, there seemed to be quite a bit of interbreeding. So the incidence of type 2 diabetes was higher than I expected. And in fact, turned out to be higher than the national average at the time, and is still around about there.